Thank you for tuning in to One Bourbon, One Movie, One Beer, and welcome to First Takes.
Yeah, First Takes are bonus episodes where we discuss new movies right after they're released.
Yeah, these are pretty much conversations that we would normally have in the parking lots after watching these movies.
So, this podcast will probably have spoilers and some adult content.
That's fucking valid, but we will try, air quotes, to save spoilers for after our first impressions.
Yeah, and if you really enjoy these episodes, leave us a like, thumbs up, whatever the things you gotta do to show us that you really like it. 5 stars, yeah, do all those things.
You can also go check out our website, onebourbononemovieonebeer.com. That's using the number one instead of the word one. There you can send us an email, stream any of our episodes, find links to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages, or even chat with us live.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to First Takes number 11. I'm Whit.
I am Paul.
I'm Hunter.
Yeah.
Hey, Hunter's guesting on a show.
Woo!
Yeah. Welcome back.
Ryan's like, I'm not going to just do the thing where I go with my name and then we introduce the guest. He's just going to wait out.
No.
We're going in a circle.
It's a square.
Let me ask you a question.
It's more of a square.
Have you ever thought what happens to your brain when you have to sneeze and you hold your nose and you don't let your sneeze out of your mouth?
Dude, that's not fair.
Dude, quit.
This is, my answer to this question is literally in this film and it's a spoiler. So, I know. I'm about to hold it.
I know.
He knows what I'm talking about.
I'm Ryan.
We all know what you're talking about. We just watched the movie.
Yep. What the odds? Did you do that on purpose? That's messed up.
Yep.
He's been thinking about it since we left the movie theater. He's like in the car. He's like, all right, how am I going to get him now?
I really haven't been thinking about it. It just popped into my brain because I almost had to sneeze a second ago.
Okay, Spangler. Just popped in there, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Spangler.
That's what she said.
God.
But yes, we just got done watching Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yep.
And Hunter is in town.
Yay!
And literally staying at the studio.
Literally.
I'm sleeping here.
He's not even used the bed. He's sleeping right between the mics.
He's just
on the table.
I had an extra ticket and I was like, well, Hunter's in town. I should invite him. And I was like, you want to record? He was like, you mean in the studio that's at the place I'm sleeping? Yeah, I might as well.
So, oh, where I'm living.
Yeah, it'll be weird. Yeah, otherwise.
I'm living the other here side of the wall from my bed.
I mean, I could try to sleep, but I would be annoyed by you assholes.
Yeah. So I could make the trip over.
He's like, it's a long drive, but I'll be there.
Yeah. I told Whit when he told me you were staying, I'm like, I'm so jealous of his commute home.
I was like, I might stay here.
Yeah.
Very easy trip to work.
Nice.
So yeah, Hunter, on First Takes, we always do basically it's trying to be spoiler free for 10, 12, 15 minutes.
If as long possible. As we possibly can. Yeah.
And it's mostly just the first impressions stage for those minutes. So,
yeah.
Do you want to start us off or do you want us to go first?
You definitely go first.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll start and I will reference one of our favorite internet shows that we like to enjoy and just say, wow, 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 wow,
wow. Wow.
Ooh, the pitch meeting. Wow. I thought you were going to go and do rock stars.
No.
Well, I mean, you were going to somehow just be
we're
like...
We're attempting to reference it by doing a spoiler-free few minutes.
Yeah.
After, if I could just say wow multiple times, then I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And then you throw in Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
The WandaVision Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Where he never said it.
Yeah.
No,
it was Loki.
Sorry. Loki, he was,
he was
like,
not WandaVision. In WandaVision, so yeah, good call.
Way sorry, you, yourself. Loki, but you're waiting for it. And
I was
never.
I was like, I give you a chance, man. I almost jumped at that, but I was like,
I caught it. I caught it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like this movie is too hard to talk about without referencing anything that is could be classified and will be classified and in the future maybe look back on as a spoiler. So, I'm just extending out and babbling longer just to fill some time so that we can feel a sense of accomplishment that we made it to a certain amount of minutes.
You're
so,
really
without just running into what we really want to run into.
Yeah. So, basically, it's just, wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It's not free of cons. So, but there's a lot of wow moments.
There were multiple times during the viewing where I joked with Ryan. I was like, I wonder if Paul wore his white pants.
Yeah.
And then immediately he was like, but he's also got his notepad ready for cons.
Well, I will say this, and I talked to my brother about this earlier tonight, and one thing I really liked about this is that it had a lot of... it didn't feel... Like, the theme of it didn't feel like a Marvel movie. And I kind of liked it because it had that suspense thriller vibe. And, I mean, not that this movie or other Marvel movies are graphic, but this was definitely a little bit more intense with seeing deaths in weird ways.
Yeah.
The gore factor.
Yeah. Not that there was a lot. It's not Saw or anything, was, but... or it's Deadpool.
It's a Raimi horror. It's like Evil Dead-y.
Yeah. But... It definitely was more, I think the theme of it, it was really interesting just to have a different take on the Marvel Universe. So all in all, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. Wow. We probably need to see it at least two more times.
At least.
Well, Dr. Tyler was going to come with us, but he had to back out because he's a doctor.
You better be saving livestock.
But he immediately was like, do you think you'll see it twice? I was like, yeah, just let me know what day you want to go. Like, I'm in.
It's happening.
So I'll go next. We'll go in the circle since Hunter wants to go last.
Yeah. Hunter wants to be the last.
Or do you want to go after me? Like, we could let Paul go anchor it. Like, we could. We can do whatever we want.
I just wasn't confident to kick it off. You know,
there are no rules.
Do you want to go now?
I'll go now. Golly,
yeah. Wow.
Exactly. It's just hard to talk about any of the best things about it without spoiling it. But
right.
Great cast of characters.
Nice.
Great casting in this film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good from beginning to end. Gives you everything you want.
Yeah.
Easy peas.
Pass it on. Right.
he's like, I can't say anything. I'm going to
stretch it the fuck out.
That's where I'm going to stop.
He's like, if I say anything else besides perfectly done, it's not going to, I'm going to spoil it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with both Ryan and Hunter. Just wow.
Wow.
I mean.
Oh, wow.
This movie was totally different than any Marvel movie we've seen. Ryan was saying it's got the Raimi factor. And any spoiler-free review that you have seen on YouTube or just out in print is all saying the same thing. It's like they let Raimi do what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Which is what Sony didn't really let him do at the end of his Spider-Man franchise.
I don't know, man. Like
he did to an extent. Make him
do 48 minutes of jazz? Like, I don't really know if that was.
No, they let him do 4:28, not 48.
Yeah, and he was like, "Oh, 48." Heard. Zero Venom, all jazz. Heard.
All jazz, all that jazz. But no, I enjoyed like using this aesthetic to tell this story because truly thinking about a multiverse is insane, and it's horrifying,
potentially
and it's
horrific,
potentially graphic, and potentially gory. And you know, the reason that people are trying to tap into a multiverse, multiple people can be trying to do different things. So it was interesting to see how it was crafted and how it sets everything up to go into. I think we're in. Is this still phase 4, or are they getting ready for phase 5?
Phase 4.
Who knows?
We're still in 4. Well, because they've only done...
You gotta count the Avengers movies. You have 1 and 2.
Well, like, yeah. It's technically still 4. Spider-Man was 4. This is still 4.
But this is trying to set up 5, right?
It's like, setting up the pieces for 5, yeah. Yeah. But that's what 2 did.
So, I appreciated that this set up a lot of things that they can use going into the next phase.
Sure did.
It set up multiple things, which we will get into.
Yeah,
but I just appreciated how well they let Raimi do his thing, and they trust. They're at the point now within these movies where they're letting the directors do what they want to do with this material. And especially from like Ragnarok to here, like once Taika got his hands into Thor, it was like, oh, okay, these are people that understand these characters. They understand these comics. Let's just let them do it. And Raimi has been wanting to do Doctor Strange since like Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
So
it was why I dropped it in the Easter egg in, when he's
when they're naming Doc Ock.
J.J. Jonah's name is like, it's like, oh, Doctor Strange is like, it's good, but it's taken.
But yeah, overall, first impression of this movie is exactly what Ryan and Hunter were saying. It's just like, wow, wow, wow. Like, it's incredible. Like, the casting's perfect. There's some stuff that's easily going to be con-worthy here and there, just with how complex and vast this story can be. It's like, it's hard to do it without some kind of like strands here and there, but ultimately it set up everything just ready for like a perfect little punt into phase 5 and then just send it running for a touchdown. So
right.
I'm excited overall.
Nice. Fun.
Semi-scary, but fun.
Yeah.
PG, between PG and PG-13 scares.
Yeah. PG-11.
Yeah, I'm getting into horror. 11 and a
half. Nice.
All right, Paul, you're the elder. Anchor us.
For me, I have very similar experiences you guys did. After watching it, I was surprised that... Well, I feel like when Voss didn't spoil this movie by saying Raimi was being Raimi through it, I probably should have expected that. It kind of is a spoiler at this point. Now that I think about it, I feel like if you use your imagination going into it, going like bringing Raimi's style into this film, then you could probably guess most of the direction, or at least a lot of the things that are going to happen with a basic plot. And then you're like, all right, what's Raimi going to do with this? And you're like, oh, he's going to do that shit, which isn't bad entirely, except it definitely feels like a very unique, like you guys are saying, a different than other Marvel movies film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reserve a few comments for later whether or not that's a good or bad thing. But I do think that they took a lot of risks for this movie. I know they did a lot of that with Spider-Man already. So I feel like they already had that established. And they've been kind of like rolling the dice with all the Disney Plus series, which I think a lot of Disney Plus series, Loki, WandaVision, and What If... all kind of led into this film, and they all kind of linked into each other a little bit. And I think that was really good. That's not a spoiler. Those are all in the movies.
Well, and there's, and there's certain rules that cross over into other franchises, and there's different rules between like even more like properties. So it's
I think that
using this to kind of mold payoff. It together.
Yeah. I think it was good payoff because it does what Marvel does very well, which is interweave storylines from other properties and connect the dots and create a larger tapestry of story. And I think this one did a hell of a job kind of connecting all those different things. And like when you think of the concept of multiverse and then you start thinking of the idea of infinite multiverses, it's like, how the fuck do you depict that in a scale that you can see in 2 hours? And... you know, it's like maybe pick 3 or 4 and go whittle it down to a few variants.
Just scratch the surface.
Yeah. And it's like, how do you make those carry weight and all that stuff? And I think that was kind of interesting how they pulled it off with this one. I was curious how they're going to do it. And I was happy with it. I was not disappointed with a lot of the things that I was nervous about being disappointed about. Let's put it that way. I'll keep it there. But yeah, it was definitely... wow and fun. Yeah, I'll give it that.
How many cons do you already have on the top of your brain, though, is the big question.
there's a few. There's a few more than I expected to have. I had some cons about things I wasn't planning to have cons for that were like, and I really didn't want to have any. I really wanted to come into this going, this is going to be con-free. But there's definitely some things that I was like, I don't know why they did that.
Yeah.
Or they took things from places that I was like, they should have left. Should not have done that.
Yeah.
But there was way more good crap for me. Way more good stuff, I should say.
There's way more good crap.
Everything's crap. But there was better good crap than bad crap.
Put it on the back of the man. Put it on the back of the DVD. More good crap.
Way more good crap.
This is stuff that I would pick up with bare hands.
Yeah, Paul's like, yeah. Some
I'd still throw it away.
Sterilized crap.
But I'd touch it with
bare hands. Fresh. It's not fresh, full of bacteria. It's been sterilized. You can pick it up.
if you're on Rotten Tomatoes, you're like, I could probably get away with serving this. Yeah.
You just cut that one moldy section off.
If you just cut the top off, you're good.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was great. And I was really, really, really happy with it. And we have 2 seconds and 15 minutes. Let's spoil the shit out of this bitch.
perfectly timed.
I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, come on, what can I say? Like,
we got it.
So
we've done our best to explain just how we feel about this movie without spoiling it. So this is the ultimate spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and stop listening, go see the movie, and then come back and listen to us talk about.
Again, we're very confused why we started this movie at the beginning and listened without watching it.
There That's is crazy. But go ahead and just I have to say it one more time every time.
Yeah, I feel Voss's pain now. Anyway.
he's been holding it in for a week. Yeah. We're like 15 minutes.
Yeah, right. We can't do them easily.
15 minutes. So who wants to go first on some of their favorite things of maybe that you guessed was going to happen that paid off or something that you wish would have happened that didn't show up in the film? Because I think we all have a collective... possible favorite thing that happened in
there's
this film.
There's definitely one thing that happened in this film that all of us pretty much shared a look. And I was in a different part of the theater at the time. And we're like, ow!
I mean, personally, I went into this not having really any expectations of what I was going to see. Just the idea and the name of the film being Multiverse of Madness. I didn't really have any preconceived ideas of, this is what I feel like I should see.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that helped me going into it. If you have a lot of ideas of what you want to see and you don't see it, you're probably going to be disappointed in the film,
right?
And this is one. It's really easy to go in with having no freaking clue of what you're going to see.
Yeah.
So
it was a unique angle on a lot of different things that aren't comic entirely anchored.
I think one of the, other than what we are all thinking of, I think one of the coolest scenes that I would love to dive into more is in the beginning when they're running through all the different multiverses or all the different timelines, just smashing through them. And
I really want to focus on the paint one.
That's what
I
want to worry
about. I think the movie they wanted to focus on the paint one.
Like, he brought it back up. He's like, were we in paint at one point? He's like, it's really hard to eat shit.
But there were so many crazy ones.
The pizza doesn't know what it is. It's just a mix.
I feel like they almost morphed right into a What If episode from that.
They did. It was like a cartoon realm. It was crazy.
So there's a good amount. I would love to see that a little bit more because that was really neat. A neat way to show us that they're traveling to a different universe, but they're traveling through universes to get there, not just like picking up and putting you somewhere else.
Right.
And seeing how and why they end up in certain places is pretty cool. And a lot of it is random, but like the way that they get like to the spot they land, like how many they have to go through, like you were saying, is pretty cool.
Well, I was confused by that part, honestly, because there's a line in the movie that counteracts what you just said. He specifically says in the end, through his corpse self, another spoiler, that
spoiler has been
it's run. Already the bed. Yeah.
I'm just saying that was like said. That one is like ridiculously. But anyway, he says, you've taken us exactly where we need to be every single time. Meaning, like, she doesn't think she's controlling her powers, and yet she's not fucking anything up. Like, the location's where she's supposed to be going. I guess the other side of that coin would be she probably would have been looking for her fucking mothers this whole time and never been able to find them, but then stumbles across this scenario you know. But since then, it's like, boom, 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 we're all in the place we need to be. What are the odds of us finding the one place we need to be every time?
Yeah,
so, yeah. Pretty good, I did think that they did a good job of explaining America, though.
Yeah.
Like, that her story, they let it go just long enough to then when, like, when they have the little memory thing that they're walking by, he's like, we don't have time for this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, got it. All right, we're there.
You're like, yeah, but we do have time.
But just give us a little bit more time. We have a few more questions.
Give us like 20 more seconds. Like,
we all need 20 minutes of this. I'll sit here. I'll do it.
But yeah, like Ryan was saying, it was interesting how that all worked. But I was really interested to see Hunter's take on this because I didn't know how far caught up he was with Marvel. Because I know for sure you had seen Endgame. But, like, the new stuff that's come out, I didn't know, like, if you'd seen Spider-Man or...
The main ones I've seen are the Spider-Man movies. So, the latest Spider-Man with Doctor Strange was how I was coming into this film.
It's nice.
Good. All honesty, I haven't seen the first Doctor Strange. And I was kind of coming into it the same as you, to where, like, you're dealing with multiverse. So, why would you have any expectations?
Right.
So, like, coming in and just, like, with a completely open mind towards it... I think was made the film better for me.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, the directions they went, everybody's favorite part. It's like cool that like they're kind of throwing a couple of curveballs at you. And then, like you said, having all of the what if moments and, you know, it's cool how they morph everything together.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know that out of the three Davis brothers, Hunter is the least nerdy of the three.
What?
So like... I sat there, I was like, Jared, do you want to go see the movie? He's like, yeah, I can't. It's like my son's birthday and everything. And I was like, it's fine. And then all of a sudden, Hunter's like been in town for like a couple of days. I was like, are you in town still through Friday? And he's like, yeah. I was like, I got an extra ticket. He's like, I'm there. I was like, you want a podcast? I'm there. I was like, well, we're good to go.
I'm there.
No, I don't want to talk.
And then I was like,
literally there. Yeah,
sure. And then I was like, I'm literally staying there.
I'm here now.
But I was like, after I like asked if you wanted the ticket, I was like, I don't even know if he's seen like half the stuff that we've been watching because we all watch the Disney Plus shows and we've watched.
Have you seen any?
I've seen those like WandaVision and What If.
You saw What? Okay, good.
Yeah,
that's nice. Good. What If's the? I feel like it's a big that's one. The most important. Those two are the most important of those Disney Pluses to have caught. Mostly What If now that we saw freaking Captain Carter in live action. Half.
Everybody knew it was coming. If you've seen half the trailers.
Or half her body.
Yeah. Which
or half her body in most of the trailers.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with what you were saying about that, but like I'm curious about like America's character going into, I don't remember that from the comics, but I don't know too much about her character anyway, but her going into like the sanctum becoming a sorcerer is kind of odd. Yeah. She's got a long-standing own storyline where she like is fully into her powers and she's kicking portals open and she has super strength and durability and all this stuff, and they kind of led into some of that where she's identifying or growing into her powers and identifying those. But I don't know. I was curious. I really want to see where they go with her character from here on.
It was kind of like the Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Like, where he's in like the dojo figuring out his shit.
I mean, well, you said you didn't see Doctor Strange. It's kind of a decent parallel to his because he is a successful surgeon, gets in a car accident, canes his hands, and is struggling to like rebuild his life back, get his life back to the way it was. He goes there to fix his hands, and instead it becomes this incredible sorcerer. But the thing that keeps him, he makes him excel so fast is that he has a photographic memory. He can remember everything he says. So as soon as he sees the pages in front of him, he's got them through his head. They don't go anywhere.
Which
gives him an advantage over
I thought Scarlet. They were going to use that, and maybe that's something that allowed him to come to his final epiphany.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were using that for sure in this movie. Like, cause
they kind of alluded to that because like she burns the pages, but he's already seen that page.
Exactly. Like there's a point where he finally kind of gets his hands on the MacGuffin where it's like, this is the thing that's going to allow you to understand how to win. But then like the one thing that could help you just suddenly is gone. And I was like, yeah, but he's got that photographic memory. If he at least saw it, he could use it. And then I was like, maybe not. I don't know.
Right.
So
I think they definitely, my brain thinks that the burning of the page away, well, he's not as phased as you think he would
be. But it also made me think of like Kung Fu Panda. Mm-hmm. Where like they finally get this fucking scroll and like he's like, there's nothing on here. He's like,
blank.
Everybody's special.
It's a like, reflection.
It's fine. I can figure this out on my own.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys just Kung Fu Panda the Marvel Universe? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No, there's actually words on those pages.
She there were words.
Them. Yeah.
There were words and scribbles and like drawings and everything on there, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it had
on a wall too in a cave.
the whole wall. But no, this had, if I'm going to go, I'm going to say it had everything that I wanted it to have in it and just enough of those things that like I wanted to be confirmed. Like there were so many things that were thrown out there. It was like, you're going to have Iron Man in here. You're going to have Ultron in here. You're going to have a whole what if experience. You're going to have, mutants thrown in. You're going to have Storm show up. Like, it's like so many things were thrown out that I was like, I don't want all of it. I don't want Tobey Maguire to show up like necessarily. All the guesses, yeah. You're like, I don't want like 8 Spider-Mans to show up. I don't want
that would have been cool.
Like, it would have been cool, but like, I don't want that many. I want just enough of a taste.
Spider-Man movie, not this one.
I want, just enough of a taste so that when we get into the future here, when we get into phase 5, that those things can start to bleed in properly and blend properly the way that, honestly, Feige probably is planning on them coming
out. I would have loved to see Spider-Man swinging somewhere on a building in any of the
rings. I thought for sure we were going to see like him delivering pizza.
Right.
Like when I heard that like pizza was the focal point that like,
mm-hmm,
America Chavez like brought in, she's like, find pizza. I was like, Spider-Man's giving her pizza at some point.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be amazing. But it had enough payoffs and enough things that they had like hinted at. Like, you obviously knew there were 2 or 3 characters, like if you had slowed it down and breaking it down and like watching New Rock Stars and all these other channels that have already done all the work for you, and you're like, okay, I know these 3, how many more you got? And it was just enough that I was like,
yeah,
I want to see this next scene that's coming up. And like Ryan and I were both like just like shaking in our chairs. And I looked over at Hunter. I was like, and he was like, I love it. Yeah. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I love it.
I mean, at the start of that scene, I did the patented Jared hand rubbing together. Yeah.
I did that too.
That's exactly when I looked over at Hunter. I was like,
looked over to me and I was like,
literally, like, the only thing that I was looking forward to, like, of that nature, like, I really wanted the rest of the story to be whatever the fuck it was supposed to be, but I really wanted to see specific Illuminati characters.
Yeah.
And I have, like, so many mixed feelings about this whole setup.
Yep.
Like, so many. Like,
I don't think that this is the true multiversal Illuminati, though. It's like,
well,
an Illuminati that's within.
I hope not, because they are the ex Illuminati, because they fucking Deadpool tube them. Like, so yeah, they're gone.
That's major spoiler.
Yeah,
a
biggest of them is gone.
Biggest, I mean,
there's maybe another one they could grab.
Right. Yeah.
The biggest spoiler of this movie is that the Illuminati is gone.
Have been like systematically effed. Yeah. But that's like my thing. Like, I was, my feelings about that are like so conflicted, right? Because I knew, like, I'm ultimately, I don't care as much as I should, because obviously this isn't our 616 MCU Illuminati, like you were saying, right? A, they're dead, but B, they weren't to begin with, right? That's not our Captain Marvel. That's not. Well, Xavier, it may or may not exist. Maybe that's not ours or not. I don't know. Black Bolt. I was on the fence because I knew who else they're going to cast. They don't have anybody in the pipe. And Anson Mount's already done it. They did shitty writing. They canceled this show.
I literally said, like, was that that one guy? And then I looked over at Ryan and I was like, Paulo, no.
Yeah, it's the same guy. Same actor.
I have no clue.
I was like, Paul's got us.
Paulo, no. Yeah. Anson Mount, yeah. Which is funny because he's got like a very
two words
unique...
in this movie.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And you're dead.
Yeah, he's not allowed to talk.
No. He's very dangerous. But then John Krasinski, I was so hyped about. Mm. But once I saw Anson Mount, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, no one gives a really shit about Inhumans.
I'm gonna
this is the fucking Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic we've been waiting for. What, they better not. And then they did, and I was like, son of a bitch! Well, I was like so mad.
I was half expecting them to actually bring back the actor from the other Fantastic Four movies.
You mean the, what the fuck's that guy's name?
If only we had access.
Miles Teller?
No.
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 No. But we don't, no. Yeah. We do not talk about that movie.
That'll be on our bad movies podcast.
We need to do a season of just bad movies.
I will say that is not a
good... Listen, Miles Teller is about to redeem himself as Goose's son in Maverick's Top Gun. So
he's got the mustache.
And then he can become a variant of the character. It'll be fine. Let's
pray to God.
We gotta wait for Top Gun to come out.
Was it the guy from Nip Tuck? Was that the guy that was...
Von yes. Doom?
He was Doom, yeah.
He's now on, like, FBI Most Wanted.
Ian Gruffudd, the guy who played Reed Richards originally. He's a pretty good Reed Richards. Like, no.
I thought that they were going to, like, when they said the name, I thought for sure it was going to be him. And then when it was actually, like, the fan favorite casting, and they want him to be the future Reed, they want him to direct the movies, like, it was just, like, the fact that they gave it to us,
That's why I'm so conflicted, right? Because if, now that they gave us him, and he was great, right? You don't like him? You don't like him? What do you think?
No, I think he was good. But I don't think he was ultimately the version that he will become when and if he does actually.
I'm just saying, well, my point is
that he was everything I wanted him to be for this movie. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But the problem, like, with the whole cast of Illuminati that we got, the Captain Marvel is Monica Rambeau.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a what-if version going on there. And then, obviously, Captain Carter isn't Captain America. What a version of her. So it's like, oh shit. So which version of which are we getting? And is this the same Reed Richards? Or are we getting a different dude? Or is it like Doctor Strange? All of his variants look just like him. You know, so yeah. Wanda's look like her. You know, so like maybe we'll get lucky with him and he'll stay on board. Maybe that's the train.
Yeah, I think they're...
You know, I'm hoping with him. Do I think Patrick Stewart is going to come back and be Xavier? I think maybe he did this one for a one-off, maybe.
But well, I honestly think
he's
that
too old to probably keep doing it.
They're trying really hard to allow all these people to reprise and continue on and be the same character but different variants of it, especially like with this movie. Like they're having Benedict play multiple. They're having Elizabeth Olsen play multiple. But that also might depend on if they are actual Nexus beings. Which True. Is what Loki sets up. So, like, Loki is setting up Nexus beings are always the same. They're the same across
right.
every universe.
Now, I agree with you on that.
And then Sony goes out and they're like, well, Spider-Man can be anybody because he's not a Nexus being. So, well, I'm thinking when I'm walking out of this theater trying to figure out how you get who's who and who's each character, I think that you have Doctor Strange, who is involved with the Nexus Point, which was established in What If, and then you have Scarlet Witch, who is a Nexus being.
Yep.
You know, then you have all these other characters that are kind of fragmented. They can be the same, but they don't have to be the same.
Right, which is
so, Loki's. Which is ingenious in the way they're doing it, but at the same time it's going to drive you insane, which is leading you to the madness of not understanding entirely how the multiverse can work until they can finally weave it perfectly. So I think that's what allows them to have different versions, even of Patrick Stewart. He's still the same actor, but he's still different versions.
Yeah,
you know, so maybe he is a Nexus, but maybe it's just we've only seen these
five Omega
different
level
films or whatever.
Mutant, right? And then you would assume all of those Illuminati characters, with the exception of probably Captain Carter, right? She's a slightly enhanced human, super soldier serum, but she's not...
Slightly?
She's not murdering people with her mouth, with her voice. Oh, goddamn. It sounded weird. but you know what I mean? Like, but the part that conflicts with me, I would consider them establishing Captain Marvel as the most powerful character in the MCU with the previous version being easily replaced with Monica Rambeau. Like, what made Danvers so unique to be able to survive what she went through when you could easily swap her with Monica?
Right.
You know, that kind of takes away from it a little bit. You know, not a bad way. I just, it's cool, unique direction, you know. Not that I wouldn't, if they had introduced her as Monica Rambeau in the original Captain Marvel that we watched, I would have accepted her as that, what that character as it is. But that's the thing. Like, when you talk Nexus beings being the same because they're Nexus beings, like, what makes, like, that's kind of weird, right? Like,
yeah,
they're unique because of a reason, you know, throughout the multiverse. But if you can just interchange them and somebody else gets their powers because this person stood there, that person didn't, and got the blast from the, you know, the engine exploding.
But I thought for, I mean, at least those characters who he's kind of categorizing as Nexus beings, how they created the like true connection between multiple universes.
Yeah.
And my actual favorite part of this movie is the callback to the beginning.
Yeah.
When at the beginning, when they're running,
yeah,
and then she goes, "Did it kill it?" And he goes, "No, it just bought us some time."
Yeah.
And then when they're running later from Wanda, she goes, "Did that kill her?" And he goes, "No, it just bought us some time." So it's right. Two different versions of him that says the exact same thing.
Yeah.
At different parts of the movie. I thought that was an awesome
callback. And it was funny because, like, he was, they, in this universe, think that the way to solve this dilemma is to have Doctor Strange absorb her powers because he will be able to control them. Even Wong, in this version, says as much. And then he doesn't decide to do that because she had already established he's not the same as the other ones. They're not all the same.
Yeah.
Because you also look at, like, the OG one. The first one was the Defender Strange. He took the powers with the intention, or he was planning to take the powers. That's doinked.
First scene of the movie.
But his intention was to defend her and defend people and protect them. That was his power. And then the other one with the third eye was just trying to fuck everything up. like they're all, their intentions are different, even though they seem to be coming from the same direction initially. But I thought that, I think it was kind of cool how they did the different variants. But
yeah. Was there anything that you specifically wanted to be in the movie that you're disappointed wasn't in the movie, or
not really?
Are
I mean,
you pretty much
the only thing I was missing was I really wanted to see Namor and the Illuminati. I really wanted to see, I mean, once I started seeing them all kill off all the fucking Illuminati at that point, I was like, fuck, Tom Cruise should have shown up as Tony Stark. Fuck him. You know, like I would have been fine with that now. I previously would have been upset. That would have sold me on it.
with what happens, it's like,
yeah.
I'd be okay with it.
But I mean, plot-wise, the only thing I have an issue with is I feel like the one thing I had an issue with WandaVision that carries over to this film is the stakes that pissed this Wanda off so much.
Yeah.
Were so fast forwarded in WandaVision by herself. Mm-hmm. Like, and Strange points this out. He's like, they weren't actually real. You made them up in your head. And us as viewers watched each episode, her get pregnant and then have them in the same freaking episode. And then all of a sudden they're there. And then a couple episodes later, they're gone. And they haven't really established a lot of personality or love or family. I mean, the whole time, you knowing she's created them in her head, you don't get attached to these two kids as a fan or a viewer. You're like, I know who they are, and I know the comics, but in the comics, they had like a connection to Mephisto. He was puppeting them. He was spent a lot of time messing with her.
Hey, man, and them, Mephisto's coming, like, somewhere.
But I'm just saying, like, the emotional investment that I didn't feel from WandaVision, I'm now going, Jesus, like, they aren't yours. The other yous have them. Fucking leave them alone. Like, and that was weird for her to take so long to figure that out, because I didn't feel like she was that, after having like the heroic ending of WandaVision where she beats Agatha Harkness, to then turn so dark and just not give any shits anymore to get these two. It feels like someone had taken them away, but she's the one who got rid of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ultimately. Like, if Mephisto had taken them or the Illuminati had fucking kidnapped them, I think that would have been a different stakes.
True.
Yeah.
But she was trying to snatch them from her other self. I was like, whoa, that's a bit fucking different. You know? Yeah. So that was I wasn't expecting that, and I'm a little frustrated by that.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going into cons,
well, I don't think we need to go forward into cons.
It's not so much cons. It's just something that stood out to me that kind of, I don't want to say it altered my experience. And generally, for me, it comes with the pacing of movies. And this one ramped into things very quickly and then started to slow down and explain stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's my biggest gripe is literally 20 minutes in, so much had happened and you're like, how the heck did we get here?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. quickly. So
yeah, it felt like the second act was like jammed into halfway through the first almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it didn't take long.
The arc of the movie was, we're like, you already know what the plot is. And then there's no big bad other than her. So you're like, well, fuck.
I mean, it was literally, like, I think, 20 to 25 minutes in where Wanda destroys the Sanctum.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, how? We're already here. It didn't give time for much character development there. Right. I mean, I guess because a lot of the characters that we are being introduced are already developed characters. But still, it seemed like it went too quickly for that first half hour. It went really fast.
I would have liked a few more minutes with Defender Strange to get to know him a little better. Because he seemed badass and he seemed different. And I was curious about... I mean, for us to give a shit about him dying that fast, there wasn't enough time spent with him. Yeah, we know our Strange, but we know our Strange isn't that guy. He doesn't have a fucking ponytail.
Which the old shock factor. He also makes sure he points out, he's like, apparently I have a ponytail.
One of the things I did want to hit on that does excite me is that we know that when Strange was in front of the Illuminati, he's the one who started this idea. So it excites me because now in the normal MCU timeline, the Earth 616 timeline, now Strange has that idea implanted in his head to where
that's my other problem with that. I know what you're saying, because now he can start the new one, but why would he, when they just got fucking annihilated, they didn't do shit?
I know, but it's creating this almost like this system of checks and balances, which we saw prior in the MCU, the Sokovia Accords
did not do well.
Now it's another way of utilizing other entities to help balance this, using the superheroes to balance superheroes, government to balance superheroes.
I bet the other version would be, you know, you can learn from mistakes of this version, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we don't pick this specific roster. Maybe we pick a different version of existing Avengers smart people.
Right? I mean, you can pick a couple version of the this same with people.
Different though. Variants that are...
Well, I mean, there's still characters we haven't met yet, right? That probably exist that he hasn't run into yet. It's odd that he's in the Sanctum and he hasn't run into his version of Reed Richards. That's very weird. But being in the same damn city. But, you know, there's a storyline for that hasn't rolled out yet, obviously. But I do think that, you know, there's a Namor probably around. They can re-roster a 616 version of that.
Yeah.
And do a better one, maybe, I guess.
You know. But, again, throwing it to Hunter, I don't know how much you said you... hadn't seen certain movies, but you'd seen like at least No Way Home or the Spider-Man movies. Like, had you watched a bunch of the trailers, did you have an idea of who was going to pop up, or were you just like going in completely blind?
Completely blind.
Yeah. You were like, it's Doctor Strange, and he knows that there's a Spider-Man. 4 billion
trailers they put out for this movie.
I did not see one trailer.
Wow.
Before. Yeah.
It's ballsy.
I know.
He's like a nomad.
He's like a nomad. He's just
Were you in a coma?
Traveling the world.
A slight coma. A light coma.
Well,
a strolling coma.
Well, now that you're awake, we'll bring you some banana pudding.
Yeah, and some mashed potatoes. But no, yeah, like completely blind. But again, I had at least a knowledge of Doctor Strange and who he was.
Right.
So like everybody kind of has a 50-50 of Spider-Man's going to be in this movie or not.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it.
He wasn't going to be in the movie.
I wasn't expecting it, but once I mine's such a selfish con. It's like once I saw Professor X, I wanted all. I wanted all the mutants. I wanted more mutants in that universe. That's like the one con I had. It was just like, oh man, we, like you could get none some real quick ones here.
Yeah. Like none of them are just like working for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like where's the rest of the Fantastic Four?
Yeah. Any of the other of the Fantastic Four? Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah. Weird. That I think that bleeds directly into what I wanted. Like I was like, if these people are on the board or they're on the Illuminati, like I want to see other characters. Like if it had been Namor, I would have wanted to see a few more of those types of characters come in. If it had been, and since it was Reed Richards, I wanted to see all of the Fantastic Four, or at least half of them. Like, just give me one more. Just one more.
Give me Fantastic Two.
And like, it does. Yeah, just, it doesn't have to be Wolverine. Just give, and Cyclops.
Just give me the Invisible Woman. Like, just like,
give me Jubilee. In, like, fucking Jubilee. I'd take Jubilee.
Yeah.
Jubilee, Gambit, Beast and Colossus.
I'd prefer Gambit.
Just give me a Channing Tatum. Like throwing a one card. Would be good.
I mean, we get
that could be his whole contract. I mean,
he has the yellow '90s hover chair, which implies that we probably will get the Bonnie Raitt. Rogue from the '90s, where she says, "Hey, sugar," and like,
she's,
like,
and she's all throws Marvel, people through buildings, Captain Marveled up, and everything.
Yeah, like, that fully powered up one, badass.
That's
one.
The only thing I wanted more of. I wanted more of the full board because I think it's normally like seven, and this was five.
It's supposed to be seven. Yeah,
this was like five.
I believe so.
Total.
There's some empty chairs up there.
Yeah, I wanted to see. Yeah. I really wanted to see some version of Tony Stark show back up.
I mean,
or at least an Ultron bot.
The whole like, that was, Sentry bots and all this stuff. Like that's still a big.
I wanted that, but other than that, like I again, like I said earlier, I think they gave me enough. Like they gave me like 6 out of 7. It's like 5 out of 7. It's like you gave me enough that I'm very happy.
It was 6 if you count Mordo.
Counting Mordo,
Sorcerer Supreme, he counts as 6 because you got Xavier, Captain Marvel, Captain Carter, Reed Richards, Black Bolt.
But like, ultimately, I think this movie has so much to unpack that, like, again, like when we do these first takes episodes, it's fun to talk about it. It's fun to talk about some of our favorite things, like maybe mention a con or two here and there. But like, until we get to a full episode on just this movie, where it's like we're gonna break it down and talk about our favorite character, favorite scene, you know, absolute, like, list our cons and all these things. Like, you're not going to be able to get enough of it until you've seen it at least 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
But I think this is an easy one to check off of the first takes of, we want to do this again. Like, we want to have this discussion for...
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to.
Oh, for, like, at least 2 hours, probably. Like, maybe multiple episodes one movie.
There's a lot of parts that kind of, like Ryan was saying, got rushed into, but I feel like on a second or third watch, you can really kind of pay attention to some details.
Yeah. On the way out, he was like, so when are we seeing this again?
Yeah.
I was like, well, Hunter's in town for like 2 more days. We could go...
Let's knock it out.
I'm booked tomorrow night and then Mother's Day. Mm. I'm free on Mother's Day.
Tomorrow is my
in the past
Mother's Day. In I'm the working for
future and past of this episode.
Here's the thing: wouldn't our wives want us to leave them alone on Mother's Day?
That's what you'd think.
For at least 2 hours.
It's a hot take.
Hot take. But no, I can't wait to
look. I spent hours cleaning and doing dishes. I scrubbed like probably 50 dishes. By hand, while the dishwasher was running, so just, I have
just making sure that everything
I is have earned and my my second watch of this movie.
But yeah, I can't wait to watch this again. I can't wait to see all the breakdowns from my favorite people that make content.
On favorite this person, stuff,
like especially new rock stars.
Yep.
But like, there's like 3 or 4 others that I follow that I'm like, this will be interesting to see what they have to say.
Hey, I do have a question before we wrap this up, because that sounds like the direction you're going in. But what do you think of Danny Elfman's score in this one in particular?
I mean, you know my answer. I have a hard time, like, just like, especially on the first watch, being like, oh, wow, the music was great. Like, but there's at least 1 or 2 specific scenes where I'm like,
yeah,
you can't ignore it. They literally make sure that you hear
with music
every single thing.
But that, like, that's for me. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Danny Elfman; he's the shit. But
that is was part of my thing. It took me the fuck out of the movie like three times. Where I was like, oh, Danny Elfman's doing this fucking Danny Elfman thing from the 90s. I was like, you know, and I was like, cool. But like, it didn't, my problem with maybe in the moment, maybe if I hear it again, it'll sound differently. But like, I just kept, I think because I knew it was Danny Elfman going in and he's been all over the place with his, you know, been in Coachella and he's all, you know, tatted up and stuff. He's been in the media. Like, it's been probably in the, my subconscious just thinking about it. Plus him and Sam Raimi, and both of those are like huge 90s, early 2000s icons. Well,
the reason...
my brain probably thought, oh, he's in here. So I'm looking for it. But when I heard it, it didn't sound unique to Strange. It sounded like a...
the reason that I liked that scene is because it was somewhat a callback to the first movie where he's like got this encyclopedia brain of music, and he also had a piano at his house, so like they were trying to tie things together to the fact that he was like knowledgeable of that, but then they just used this to create a fight. So like,
you're talking about that scene. Yeah I'm not talking about that scene at all.
Like, it brought me out in that scene, like you're saying, here and there, but then other than that, like,
well, that was like, that was a combination of
about the music.
It felt like a combination of Danny Elfman and fucking Sam Raimi. That scene brought me back to fucking Spider-Man 3 a little bit, where I was like, is this necessary? Like, I'd rather see them throwing fucking demons at each other than fucking musical notes. You know, like, the harp. He didn't think of the harp? How could he not have thought of the harp?
In the R-rated version, it's just all demons.
Oh, man, they're throwing, like, axes at each other and
like,
shit.
On the way out, I was like, well, I saw a Harry Potter movie this year. This did better magic. And then I saw Shazam for DC. This was a little bit... better, demon-y things. I was like,
right.
I've also, you know what? This is just it's a fun.
They gave
movie.
Us a taste of the what if zombie with him reanimated corpses and whatnot.
It's like they touched on all the things that I wanted them to do, and then and then they took things to another level.
They had a checklist and they checked all the boxes on that checklist.
I cannot wait to see the pitch meeting where
dude.
The guy brings out the Marvel clipboard again. He's gonna be like, shirtless scene, like 5 minutes in. Perfect. Let's go. We'll be good to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think it was... and that was a lot of Sam Raimi things where I'm like, that's definitely his shit. But my bone to pick with Sam Raimi is there's a significant amount of unnecessary shit he puts in these movies that are just like his stamp. So you know it's him in the thing. You're like, yeah, I saw that, but just why? I'm watching this fucking movie and I don't care about you. I care about the character. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that I was a little afraid of. Because, like, Taika does that with Ragnarok, but I fucking loved that, though. Like, that's my problem. Like, I didn't like enough of the Sam's version of those, so I was a little more annoyed by it than I was, great, you know? Because, like, James Gunn does that shit, too. You know, James got a stamp. He's got a style. But it's not... I love all of it, though. So that's, I guess I'm biased. Maybe, I don't know. I'm still bitter at Spider-Man 3. I won't let it go.
I must say,
I know he was mad about it, too.
If you are a Sam Raimi fan, you're going to love this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I was shitting myself when I saw Bruce Campbell. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was like, Bruce Campbell! And she's like, you know what that is? And she's like, who? I'm like, fucking Evil Dead and all of the other Spider-Man movie came in. She's like, oh!
And everything else that Sam Raimi's done?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to bookend it, this movie is incredibly fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's opened up the MCU to multiple worlds of opportunity. And it's going to be incredibly fun to see what they have planned out. Because, like, apparently Kevin Feige has, like, the next 10 years, like, ready to go. Like, he's like, here we go. It's on paper.
Yeah.
Let's follow this timeline as best
we can. I mean, this was the easiest one for him.
And you're surprised by that?
This was the easiest one for him to field questions. We got a plaque. Multiverse, bitches. Remember the plaque.
So
not a whiteboard anymore. It's just a plaque that says multiverse.
I'm just really excited. And this is the feeling that I want coming out of a Marvel movie where I'm just like, oh, man. Like, what is going to be next? Like, the next one's going to be Thor.
Yeah.
Love and Thunder.
Yeah, man.
And that's probably going to be our next First Takes episode, too.
Yep.
And... that movie is also promising to do things like this movie's doing, where it's like, we're going to just change the narrative.
Yeah.
And get ready for Phase 5.
And I'm excited about this because of that movie, because it's going to do kind of what this is, where it's going to connect a lot of other dots this movie didn't touch some dots. The other movie's going to connect dots from other things prior mm-hmm. that we've been worried about, or like Eternals and gods and all these things that have been floating around the ether. And it'll go all the way the fuck back to Guardians and all their shit because of Celestials and Nowhere and somebody killed that son of a bitch.
No matter what. No matter what. It's going to be fun. Taika's going to make it fun. And I'm sure he's going to take the crazy character that is not fun and make him semi-fun.
Yeah. I cannot wait.
Sounds fun.
But I'm just happy that I also got to see this with Hunter because he was in town. Just the stars aligned.
That was a bonus.
He's staying here, so he's like, I might as well jump on that extra chair.
He was like, I don't have a choice, guys. So
I'm sleeping here.
I'll be awake until you leave.
I'm about to be, too.
I know. Yeah. I was about to say, I don't know how y'all do this. I'm beat.
Yeah. There's a reason why the last 30 minutes I've been very quiet.
For the record, Hunter, we typically start recording at the time the movie started this evening.
Okay, so gotcha.
That too. Yeah. If we're doing it this long, it's because the movie was amazing or we argued for 2 hours. So,
Well, this has been really fun. And until our next episode, or at least First Takes number 12. I've been Whit.
I've been Paul.
I've been Hunter.
And I'm going to go sneeze my brains out. Literally.
Oh, spoiler alert. Damn it. How did we not bring that up?
And I'm Ryan.
What a huge spoiler alert.
Yes. Bye.
Black Bolt's head explosion.
That was a good one.
Bye.